Hey, it's good to meet you. So I'm your tutor for English literature today. Did anyone tell you my name? Yeah, that's right. All right, okay. So I heard you're having a bit of trouble in class at the moment. Is that right? Yeah, I know, of course. So as you can see, I have brought an endless amount of supplies for you. So, I thought we'd start by going through romanticism in English literature. How does that sound? Yeah? Okay. Have you taken a look at any other core proponents or. Okay. Well, then we'll start from the beginning. So, romanticism at its core is a general collective term to describe much of the art and literature. Yeah, you've got that? Okay, that's good. So, it also has quite a big emphasis on emotions. Yeah, oh, well, yeah, I can show you the page. Just let me find it. Okay, here we go. Alright, so how about you start by telling me anything that I actually know about it? Just anything that we've covered in the semester? So, yeah. Okay, well, you're talking about point of view. Unfortunately, we'll get into that a bit later. So we'll just try and focus on romanticism, and next up is surrealism. Yeah? Okay. So could you get your notes out for me? I would like you to just be able to write some of these points down. No worries. Okay, I'll just flip to the page and you can copy it. And then I'd like you to try and repeat what I say after. Is that okay? Yeah. You writing yet? You haven't got your pen out, so maybe you should do that first. Yeah, no, definitely. Alright, so if you want to delve back into it, so I just want to mention. A lot of romanticism had social and political idealism in it. Have you covered any of that in your readings? No? All right. Well, I just want you to try and read over this and just focus a bit, okay? Yeah, and make sure you actually keep your pen out this time. I want to see that you're actually writing some of these notes. No, I'm not being pushy. It's just, I mean, currently you're about to fail the class, so I don't want that to happen. Yep, okay, so I just want you to start with this one. Just write it down, okay? So there's a lot of importance in romanticism of emotions and imagination. Yeah, that's good. All right, keep writing. There is also a relationship between human life and nature. You understand how that works? Okay. All right, good. Yeah, just keep if I just want you to read over that section again, and if you can find any major points, just jot them down. Yeah, okay. Well, you're not really jotting anything down, so I'm sorry, but I don't know what the point in this is if you clearly haven't brought anything with you, and I don't think you're really listening to me either, so I don't know. I mean, maybe we should just leave it at this point and you can talk to the lecturer about it. No, okay, all right. If you want to stay, you really do have to pay attention to what I'm telling you, yeah, well, like I said, you're gonna need to learn this or else you're gonna fail. Yeah, okay, so we'll go back to romanticism. Okay, it's not romance. I shouldn't have to say that, but yeah. Please just get out your pen, okay? I'm running out of patience a bit. Okay, all right. You're not focusing on anything I'm saying, so what's going on? Just let me shut my book, and if you need to talk about it, we can. All right, so what's this? I mean, you organized it. You wanted to come here for extra tutoring, so. So what's going on? No, I need to know. I mean, you're kind of fiddling with your shorts a little bit, and I don't know if that's. Do you need the bathroom or anything, or. No? Okay. Well, is there anything I can do to help you? I'm your tutor. I'm meant to help you study and be the best to your abilities. Don't. What are you looking at me like that for? What do you want? Are you trying to tell me that you're horny? That's it. You know, I really should be saying no right now, but I get extra credit for helping you. So, if I give you a hand job, do you reckon you'll be able to focus on what I'm saying after and we can go straight back to studying? All right then. Well, we're in a library, so you're gonna have to keep pretty quiet. Yeah, you can do that. You reckon you can? All right. Take your pants off for me. But quietly, all right? Just undo the zipper and then just tuck them down a little bit. Yeah, just like that. You're half hard already. Well, I can't say I was expecting that one. All right. I'm gonna put my hand on your cock, okay? So, keep quiet. We don't want to disturb anyone else, and I don't want anyone else walking in on us. All right? Tell me how it feels. Does that feel? Is it good? And do you like the feeling of my hands on your cock? Yeah, I can feel you getting harder already. Just like that. You really like it, don't you? When was the last time you had a girl? Fist your cock in the middle of a library when you're meant to be studying. I know. It's kind of hot, isn't it? You like it when I go faster? Yeah, you do. Well, you got less than a minute to come because our study session ends up soon, and you have to do everything I want after. You can pay attention to me. So, I'll give you a bit more. You close yet? Do you think you're gonna be close? Yeah? You're doing so good. Just stay quiet for me, alright? Quiet. Yeah, just like that. I can feel the way your breath is itching. Good boy. Come on, you're almost there. I want you to come in my hands, okay? And I'll lick it right up for you. I promise. You're so hard in my hands. You know, I'd really, really want to deep throat you right now, but we'll save that for another time. You ready to come? Yeah? Yeah? Come for me. Come on. I don't want to waste a single drop of your cum on my hands, so I hope you don't mind if I lick it up. And how do you feel now? You ready to start studying again?